There are
in this podcast, I'm going to comment on
and traders going out into
a TV program which is on Australian TV called Stargazing
which
Live.
Has, say that again, in the past, been part of the original society, but has
with
become attached to
Professor Brian Cox,
his ideas and
celebrity
of
astronomer
they,
from Britain.
Once we're
Julian
in,
Zemira,
so they can recognise it, but things
I suppose
are
a little bit
out of date.
And a few other
things to
read Australian
over
personalities and stars, and they
happened,
talk.
Well,
I say,
for this one, I'm going to explain my
TV celebrities
of
and
teaching
over three nights.
Science
they have
in general,
a sort of community interactive live social media,
of the classical electron. This is a tiny,
I suppose, documentary,
particle
or
electron,
interactive documentary where people are looking up
at
the stars,
the
sending
and
their
complicated story,
shots
and it's
from their telescopes,
still taught,
it's a whole
still
lot
very
of
much
ideally
believed by
involved
this
in looking at the various stars and planets
here.
And basic information.
This explains where
is
I discuss
being given over TV. It's great for
the,
kids to basically look and listen to.
I suppose motivation
and
for this
lots
is
of
that
information coming across.
Obviously, having done
this, is Peter
Hill
explains where I discuss
things
scientific.
You
in this case,
wrong.
I've slowly ramped up my ability to
see that has been corrected.
Comment and
speak.
And so,
you do experiments in the lab which confirm what you
It's one of these great opportunities that now that you're in podcast, you
read, review,
see a program,
like
podcast
not until
away,
I actually read this
out
new site to start.
So it's still relevant. So it will be relevant to people in Australia
people
who's
over the time
who are watching
trying
TV
to
program.
Disprove
but
or
it's
move
also
on,
perhaps relevant
this
to
Copenhagen
people
school.
Who can listen into what's been shown and sort of my
But now for stories,
basic
the gen to get set the
improvements or things that looked at
many stories of
have a little bit more science in
or
have a slightly different approach.
The whole state of South Australia is considered
now I'm going to start off
to be a bit detached in
the scales of the universe.
Holding
on
to Australian customs
my favourite
and
scale
values
of the sun,
from
at least,
yesterday,
our local solar system. Is one to a trillion.
Examples
so
of the Jesuit scientist who is going all the way up to Lapland to observe the transit of Venus. His name was
kilometers
Father or some sort of German name. He
kilometers across
at
153 million
name
kilometers
Pater Hill,
from
which
us.
Is very similar
and,
to
on
my
those
name,
sorts of scales.
A crater on the moon named after Hill's
the
crater.
Precise width of our
but the story is that he
Earth
way, way up
roughly 4 pi
through Norway and
thousand
the northernmost
across.
Tribe.
If you select a scale
of
1 to a trillion,
spoke
reduces.
Dialect
down,
Hungarian. They were a lost
kilometers
Hungarian tribe. And so
one
there was
millimeter.
A lot of
so the sun
interaction between the modern Hungary and the ancient
one,
Hungary, which was separated off.
1.23 millimeters. So like
look, there's
of
lots
a
of examples. It's a very fascinating
on
thing
the side,
to
on the
explore, and I'm just sort of describing
the,
it as a sort of background.
Earth is
now,
153,
or
half.
What we have to do
a rule length away, and
explain
that scale, as we've found out.
I shouldn't say dogma, but this is
6 meters
only
away.
Accepted version.
And our nearest
of,
star is
things in a local, not in high academia, but in
and it's that
first
last
university
thing,
school,
gobsmacking thing, that 47 kilometers away. At that scale is a very long distance.
We'll believe
the Earth
that
is just
electron is
a tiny
handspan
away from the sun.
We know,
depending
if
you've got a light,
roughly 2,000,
roughly that
the weight of a proton.
It's
an atom is made out of
that is a mind blowing.
Protons, neutrons,
and
nucleus.
What happened in the program? They
centered
on the scale. Of
and
one,
it's surrounded
two,
by, and everyone agrees with it,
and
by
one
electron.
To a billion.
The quantum mechanical view is that the electron
now a thousand
is
times
a spatially
to
diffuse
a trillion is a million,
wave
million,
function,
one, two,
whereas
is a thousand
million classical views that,
now, certainly that
it has
gives us a certain
the law
distance.
That,
the sun
less massive things
a,
are smaller.
Generally
know that
a large
a tin is lighter than the Titanic is lighter and smaller. But
this
case in the quantum world, and
metal,
it shapes
sort of
explains
rough, rough
things
sphere.
Like our planet.
I think we're showing that the start.
We're sitting on a froth of electrons,
a
froth of big, loose,
and
low-density electrons.
The planets,
as far as the universe is concerned,
small
we're,
marble
we're,
sizes,
are a big clump. We're
in
a
this
big,
case, hundreds and thousands,
the sweeties,
or millions and billions.
Poker,
so it's a different scale, and you
rice
have
bowls
a,
and kofi,
the distance of the solar system
so
in that scale.
So
it's
pretty much like that, as that
stack
that into your mind,
so
which contrasts
the ball in,
with
eventually have to get
view
in the car and drive.
Is it really tiny bits?
Kilometers,
no,
or
tiny little specks,
electrons,
6 kilometers
away,
and the atom is mostly empty space.
Look.
Which is a
view
I
held out myself.
Even, I think
really
I
really
started with Stephen Hawking.
The one was
some
Stephen
Hawking's
to give you
books
a feeling for the size
even
of
famous people.
the galaxy and the other real estate.
Everything is mostly inside space. Whereas a quantum physicist would say,
"My worthwhile that space." Another point is
full, but for a low percentage,
with a wave function on showing the sun. They said the outer.
We have a fundamental problem
region of the sun. A lot of the modern world is corona.
Quantum physics and wave functions.
Really, technically speaking, it's the photosphere and chromosphere. The corona is more like a feature,
like
which is seen
going around the nucleus.
Sort of like
a model of our solar
possibly
system. Possibly
a slight confusion there. And
got
the commentary that
the planets going around
the
massive sun,
NASA satellite,
most of space is empty space, so
that you could see
just by
the
seeing that at a
chromosphere. You can actually really see the chromosphere with a standard telescope with a filter.
And to solve this, there's a Copenhagen school, which is
red line hydrogen filter,
atoms don't go in orderly circular orbits.
Previous photographs of
tornadoes. Bohr used to actually crack his unplug some of the first
description of the different first field spectrum, rotation rates. Like that. This is rotation.
What happens is that the
day
Earth,
rotation in the center and
is not
35 day
orbit
at the
Earth,
poles,
using
the
solar system model for an
stopped a little bit short.
The Earth disappears from our orbit and goes spends a little bit of time in the orbit. Spends a little bit of time in the
The increased solar
Mercury
activity
orbit wouldn't go in the centre of the sun, and
the
it keeps on
actual field lines
vanishing,
drag up.
And the reason it vanishes is by sort of hand waving.
Resolved by
this
the
barrier
field
of human
becoming
knowledge.
Chaotic on the surface of the sun, solar particles. Maximum
flitting in and out of existence
north and
so
south
quickly
pole
that
reorients
it.
Itself.
And
this point was
about so if
made.
We conduct a measurement,
was a
which
comment
actually
that the
asks
sun
where Earth is, we actually get
is
an answer. And the answer is a classical result of a classical. We get a classical
this is
answer
one point where
you're
teaching.
And the classical answer tells us that the
effectively you've got two zones,
the Neptune
convective zone, which is
like that. Of course,
a gas or
one mechanically
is slightly
different
to hydrodynamics and
we would say that
flow
the,
of matter.
As things go down,
what we associate with
the
liquidified pore.
Smaller things get
a
particle size, the larger it is. That's the basis
away
of quantum.
But if I have,
Schrodinger wave
jelly, I put it on there.
And in fact,
it won't
in
flow.
Quantum physics, there's no such thing as surfaces,
so the
and
the
actual
sun,
electrons spend some of its time.
It's sort of like a very dense jelly.
It's a wave function,
no current inside it. That's
the waves overlap
each other. There's no convection.
And that's how it is. So
we've got
quite
this, easily explained that aspect
more
of the
than enough.
And the generation
really
of the
good
field in
Australia
you
have the
leaders
and
radiation
teachers,
zone
like,
center
a lone voice
for some rotating.
The only thing is
fixed, like a fixed solid
and
ball
and
the outer as a liquid
wave function calculations
at speeds and this shear layer.
Have struggled with that
causes the
old
magnetic field.
Said,
so that wasn't
no,
necessarily
that right.
Explained. It's a fairly easy
when I come back, everyone
point
moved
point
on. But indeed, that hasn't happened. So very good friends of mine, very elderly scientists who've been great
across
friends
to
of mine.
Possibly send it off to ABC.
Sort of chatting
in general, I think
them
I
in
have
the final
sent
years,
comments
sort of
from time to time.
They felt a bit uncomfortable and I've left it. It hasn't
if you
really
send
been
a very
in their life
oblique, small comment, yes, you get
a correct understanding,
deeper
analytical
comment,
then
referring to papers
sort of
and analysis.
An equal ranking teacher,
look,
if you
I'm
say,
sure it gets lost in all the other kooks.
This is the way it is. There's
kooky people.
Shudder and they remember
it. See, that's not true. If you want to go in and research or talk to people that.
Not. Talking quickly.
What I'm going to PPL and various things
do
like that,
is read
papers,
a book review from New Scientist
and of course,
called Reality Checks on page 44 of May 19th, 2018.
The
last couple of
the
little paragraphs
there on
and
stage.
With,
anything else which sounds as though you also want
basically
to
basically says quantum
sort of
physics
understandable
is badly stuck.
Oh, no thanks.
And Michael Brooks,
this is
the author,
general,
the writer of the article, explores why
grabs the microphone. For any
the last couple of paragraphs. I'm just going to read
strangely
Becker, who is the author of What Is
a
Real?
Certain
by
level,
Adam Becker. Becker traces the roots of this attitude back to the Copenhagen interpretation. Copenhagen interpretation is the Earth disappearing and reappearing.
If I can give a few examples of that.
Fudged and fumbled into being by Bohr in the late 1950s. It says, we can only talk about the results of experiments, not what is happening within in the unobserved quantum systems.
Aluminium air. That's what I tried to explain how it was done. They were very enthusiastic, but there was still an icy wall.
Heisenberg's uncertainty.
Hey, this should we adopt this?
For decades, it was gospel. It's still gospel
innovation
in Australia.
Method of teaching.
As physicist Murray Gell-Mann put it in 1976, Niels Bohr brainwashed a whole generation of theorists.
I hadn't been thinking in that very much same area.
Gell-Mann's quite a famous scientist. In 1976,
they met someone.
He's about the time, I think, the rest of the world woke up to
I can sort of understand
this interpretation. It's still out here.
Many areas,
but it could have been
quantum
different.
Physics.
In the mid-1930s, mathematician Greta Hermann demolished a proof written by the renowned John von Neumann that the Copenhagen interpretation was the only possible
up
one.
There, and you can't just really
review this as a female
physician to an authority saying quantum physics
before it really got established. Disproved
2 cents worth, but you know really
mathematical proof.
So in gain in this case, where I have a scale or a deeper understanding.
So the fact that
it's
she
not
was
my understanding, it's just you just part have of the to general, read the papers,
I don't know,
work your way through it,
very interesting,
and translate it into a popular
works.
Belief. So there's sort of
her work was ignored.
Thing,
as Becker says,
know,
it's hard to imagine that her gender had nothing to do with the reception of her work in 1935, a time when women were still generally not allowed to teach at universities.
Different speeds interacting, creating shockwaves of solar wind. So the solar wind is on again, off again, there, passes the orbit of Earth.
So
by that time,
and
forms
the,
a rotating spiral.
Not
sort of like this fantastic.
The subtext running through this hugely enjoyable book is that if
yoga,
we still have a long way to go before we will understand reality, we may only have our own prejudices to blame.
Around,
the story so
space,
far is of dazzling insights, flawed male sciences,
and the other intense thing
and
is
a very few female ones.
Actually,
and a very few female ones.
Space.
It's a key acknowledgement that should help ensure that the writing of the next chapters of Quantum
fails,
Tale is open to
star
all.
Becomes a red giant and
so
engulfs us
a good book
inside the sun. The other important thing is that the solar wind is peeling away the surface of the sun, so we can see
podcast,
a certain depth inside the sun. This is
first time.
All the suns
nothing,
that we can see
that you've heard
are not
in
red,
your
not
general
giants,
environment about wave functions.
Basically got solar wind potato peeling
peeling
down
gliding through each other, all the aspects of quantum physics.
So the actual phases,
we see
the
imaginary numbers, all sorts of stuff.
5,700 degrees Kelvin, which you can see
pushed in, here's a solar system.
It's a function.
Here's an atom. Look, they're the same.
Peeling down,
then
so
you
can
do
see
a test. And you get marked correct in
if
a test.
If that magnetic field fails, the sun will grow in radius.
Sort of,
and
then very hard
outer
to...
Outer radius will cool down.
Sort of closed,
the same power output.
Broken there.
It's the...
So at the moment,
smaller radius
situation
bluer,
where there's
sun,
just very few people,
sun
like in my area,
I don't know how
in
you
this
can
area,
communicate
area,
that,
who are pushing more
a method of
nuanced
going
up. Understanding.
So the important thing is that the, where
and
we
look,
are
dare
in the
say,
effectively
also
in
the New Scientist
sun,
magazine,
as
at different points there are
situation
there
has,
pushing the...
As it's cooled down,
the,
so this understanding of the solar
classical
wind,
electron,
the solar wind
even the classical electron
going to a red giant
was,
planetary
was pushed a certain
going
way.
To a red planetary nebula.
There was the classical
the
radius.
Stage is an important
even the classical radius.
Try and understand
that
it very
what is the smallest
easy,
thing something
easy
can be and still apply
to get across.
E MC
my other sort of comment
it's
is
it's got an energy density
that,
as you shrink it down.
The,
it's got its own problem besides
the telescope.
The Bohr atom exploding and destroying the universe. An electron can only shrink so much. Much before the
Dobsonian
energy density
mount
is so small,
is a story
sort of charge
which
and
should be
density
solved.
So small.
I think Dobsonian Dobson,
it's got some radius is determined by its mass as sort of another sort of safety net by
Tasmania. Sorry, it's
physics
same guys
which
at the back
determines the classical radius of the electron.
Must
so it's not
mad.
Zero; it's actually larger
so
than a proton.
In,
if you go
San Francisco,
through,
Dobson,
this is hard to actually pick up because it's. I think you might be able to look classical radius of electrons.
Stars, I think.
Was believed by certain
in general and
groups
in
decided
to make
the UK
a telescope
time,
mount,
and then,
which is simpler.
They've lost,
so
which
rather
which
than
written down who they were,
we have to
track them down.
Your
an important
creator,
an
artificial
and this is pretty much
the axis of the Earth
story
so
of any lost tribe.
The
that
telescope
that
rotates
sort of intermediate tribes
in a
between them connected to the culture and
the Dobsonian mount is
more like and they die out, and so eventually you get left with
the
lost tribe.
Now the thing. Is that it's easy
classical
to
science
set up
with the
and
Copenhagen
planet
school
for a few seconds.
People are still
it's
quite
drift out of view, so it's rather complicated
stand up
to
and
and
to point
and
so it's a cheaper, cheaper amount.
Get power happy down. The important thing is that with the advent of computers, and give, you can put a motor on both edges and the computers can work out how to move
what's
the
to come, even though
precisely. Precisely to track it. There's stories also about
modern international textbooks
between on the camera output.
Considered a
derived from citizen science,
even more
sort of aping the discoveries made
other
to
aspects
stabilize
of
the space telescope,
which is the actual drawing of
information
a,
has come through. So that's very interesting. Probably an explanation of what infrared and what ultraviolet is.
Again, correct. That was the 1936
sort of discussion of black body radiation.
Liquid drops.
Some of my model podcast and. Discussions
and that's
discuss,
the poster child
to,
of nuclear reactors
teach basic
and stuff like that. Even
astronomy
though,
be,
if you
great,
try and
great
even
in
discuss
there.
The fact that the teaching may be out of date, you get very short
yeah,
shift
in terms of
you wind up not speaking
ways
to anyone important to emails back.
Explain,
even though you're not threatening, you're just
the
saying,
total
can we
number of stars by
the,
say having
the interpretation. So it's not just the classical
great way of. Explaining that, of course, the rotation
nucleus,
of the galaxies.
That is not to say that there has been not some useful small
complex
quarter from some of these people who believed in
billion
the
years to rotate.
Copenhagen School, which was
passage,
sort of
is
very much in vogue at the time,
or two and a half times
the Manhattan
greater
project
than the
actual
the 50s
rotation
speeds
beyond
the actual well,
the thing
structure
that
of our galaxy.
Me is the
density waves,
so
we travel through the density
waves, which
really
is one of the
on human history by sending
three or four. Approximations which we roll out
sending us
and
through
makes quantum mechanics from
ice ages,
a
galactic
raging
ice ages,
as we tame kitten,
chill off as we go in the dark sections between
electrons,
we sail between the
now
atoms,
and the nuclei separate.
Apparently, less cosmic radiation, cooking our
deal with space and the time separately. It's sort of like
go down. One of the interesting things I'd
like to
finish off
a crime scene
with is that the presenters were very, very cold.
One group against the other.
It's,
and it's actually quite tractable.
Another one of our podcasts. The reason that they're cold
go through
is that
a little bit of patience. And also
carbon dioxide, which is so good at
idea
trapping
people,
in heat, that
like fake
they're
news,
basic
doing fake
thermal
teaching,
radiators, and so
the
carbon dioxide in
the
atmosphere
here
radiates out our heat and raises and starts to cool
atom being a miniature solar system being
Earth down to the
space.
Temperature.
And
of,
they get it, and they get correct cosmic
microwave background.
It's
so
it's a,
if they're cold, it's
it's
because we are actually feeling the cold, cold
to,
space, and of course,
move people away.
The,
definitely, if you're a single, single light
the,
in a large system,
Earth,
with this
heating effect
wrong,
of the ozone peaks out.
Impossible thing. It's
so we
it's
get the thermopores
no
up in
get
the atmosphere.
Sort of like putting
at the end of
I don't know, inflammatory religious atheist view in a thermocline. It's just best to
is the area of the ozone layer.
Along,
that
have the
runs out. We get
and
bees
and move off and just check the heat as you drive away.
There's no more.
Thanks for listening. This is Pitiful
really
Explains.
Cool down,
and
it's
look, the majority of
say is that
there may be some teachers out there.
They're feeling the
and some scientists out there who understand. And
it's an intense, intense
obviously,
thing
the podcast
know.
Is not
so that's
not
a series of
positions that change the world
from Peter Hill Explains.
It's
and the
a small little vibration which may
built up podcast
get a bigger,
speed
bigger,
and accuracy without thinking. I've
thanks for listening.
Watched the program without thinking ahead. I've just data dumped all this information and comment. And again, the issue is these comments will go nowhere. It's a audio comment, and it won't go nowhere simply because a podcast can't be listened to, can't be processed. It can't be processed because a system of managing talent will automatically switch off other talent, talent going into it or other suggestions going into it. It's look, there's a number of reasons for it. There's a circuitous route to go through peer review and comment and the actual commentary that comes out through popular science has got a pretty funny origin, but it also speaks to a general broadband commitment to astronomy and science through Cosmos magazine, Star and Telescope magazine, organisations, and Indeed, the ABC. The interesting thing is that having seen or tried to organise community groups with money to build telescopes and seeing telescope groups come in and lecture to the community to see what how that's stopped. And incredibly, when we do have the money and the ability to set up telescopes in schools, internal politics in the education department, the state teachers and stuff like that, are suspicious and they cut it down. So this is a story which I've had unique insight to as a negotiator to get community groups and astronomers together, and also see teacher groups going across. I'm sitting here with no in a school grounds with no telescope, even though we had the money to produce it. And myself, there was a telescope in the local high school, and that really got me into science. I used to go up there with my trike, and believe it or not, in the late 70s, or so the early 70s when this happened. It's free at 8 o'clock at night. You can let your 6-year-old get on that trike and just trike up to the local telescope. And the people there basically taught me hands-on astronomy. So there's many aspects to this. There's the big Twitter-oriented social media big process of astronomy. But there's another. If you look at the entire astronomy ecosystem, there's other aspects of general astronomy that. Can't get going due to levels of thinking. My actual belief is that schools and libraries should have telescopes as loan library equipment. So if someone gets interested in astronomy, they can loan a telescope for a certain time. That being said, I'll do another podcast about some really spectacular community astronomy, which will blow everyone's mind. It will absolutely blow your mind when I get to that. But for now, I have to continue my cardiac walk and continue searching ahead, trying to do podcasts. Thanks for listening. This, again, is like a play review, like a commentary of you. Thanks for listening. Keep on thinking science. Keep on doing science. And most of all, keep on teaching science, even though there's heaps of obstacles out there. Thanks for listening.